A warm welcome for the Reuters 2010 World Cup podcast team, slightly better informed than the 8% of Russians who think their team is going to win the World Cup, despite the fact they're not even here. Netherlands-Brazil, the first quarter-final. Owen Wyatt, where is this game going to be won and lost?
Well, Kev, regular visitors to Reuters.com will be able to find some video evidence of me back in February, I think it was, tipping the Dutch to win the World Cup.
Yes, you did.
I still think that is the case. I think what they've done better than any other team at this World Cup is get the ball back when they've lost it. You know, they all get together, even the kind of flair players like Van der Vaart and Schneider have tracked back well, and they keep the ball phenomenally well as well. I think they'll score an early goal today against the Brazilians, and Brazil on the counter to attack won't be able to break them down. I can see Holland going through.
Paul Radford, is there any sense in that whatsoever?
Absolutely none at all, but that's typical Owen. I think he's got it wrong, actually. I think the Dutch game is going to fall into the Brazil trap, because they love teams that attack them. Mm-hmm. Holland can't help themselves. They will attack. They've got outstanding attacking players like Arjen Robben. And I think Brazil will hit them on the counter and win.
I think the best quote of this tournament has come from our own Brian Homewood, who said that the Brazilians regard the defence of a corner kick as a goal-scoring opportunity. Yes. And therefore, I think in a sense that will back up what Paul's saying. And I think that will eventually be the undoing of the Dutch.
Okay, Brazil haven't impressed all that much, apart from against a Chile team who had most of their best players suspended. Does it all come down to Arjen Robben for the Dutch, or can they actually outplay the Brazilians?
I think they can outplay the Brazilians. I saw them, play Ghana. I saw them play Cameroon, mm-hmm. and they were very, very impressive. They carry out the attack with a good flair, and I believe that they can outplay the Brazilians.
But it's the same old, though, isn't it? This week, when I saw those headlines about. Was it Schneider and Van Persie having a bust-up or something? I mean, okay, it might just be rumours, but it seems like every major tournament the Dutch have a bust-up. Who cares if you got subbed off? It's a meaningless game, Why don't you just take it, sit down and get on with it? They always seem to do these things with the Dutch.
No, but that's a long-standing Dutch tradition. You cannot go through a tournament as a Dutch team without imploding at some stage. It's not keeping up with past tradition, so it's no surprise that it's happened, if it has happened, and it'll be a little surprising if it doesn't happen.
Okay, so what we really want to see is Brazil returning to their standard game of playing good football, and the Dutch returning to their standard operation of all falling out with one another. The second game today, we have Uruguay against Ghana. We're going to have a good story no matter what, aren't we? Because we'll either have the first African semi-finalist at the World Cup, or we'll have this Uruguay reviving old glories, this nation of 3.5 million people. Helen Popper here with me spoke to one Uruguayan. Would you like to tell us about that?
Well, yes, when I spoke to Diego Forlan's father yesterday, who's also a former international himself, he played two World Cups, he was understandably feeling pretty confident about this, talking about great respect for Ghana, but also feeling that this sort of famous gritty Uruguayan spirit and also this formidable upfront attack of his son Diego and Luis Suarez would get the better of the Ghanaians.
Is that going to happen, Felix?
I don't think so. We've been having this, argument the whole morning. I still believe, when I told people Ghana played very well during the pool games, I mean, they didn't believe it. When they played against the US, they didn't believe it. I see them as, a very, very disciplined team, which, mm-hmm. You didn't see in any other African team during this tournament. And they've tried to maintain that, discipline. And there is something else that is, in the team that is lacking or has been lacking in other African teams. It's, that team spirit, mm-hmm. They talk as one, they play as a team. There were a couple of problems with Montari, but they quickly nipped that at the bud, and I think they're going to go through.
Is this the best of the African teams, Mark Gleeson, or have they just been a bit lucky?
I think you might have hit the nail on the head there a little bit. They did saunter through, 4 points, two penalties into the second round. But I think it'll be quite ironic if they do go through that an African World Cup, which has been rather disastrous for the African teams, five out of the six not going through, might turn out to be the most glorious day for African football yet. A semi-final at the World Cup, which will be a fair irony from where we were a week ago, all depressively analysing the state of African football.
Paul Radford, you remember the glory days of Uruguay? Are they going to personally?
I think they're going to find it difficult. I think it is going to depend on on whether Ghana can stop Forlan and Suarez. I think that's going to be the key to the game. But I agree with Felix. This Ghana side does look disciplined. I think they've got every chance of doing it. It's going to be a very, very interesting match.
OK, well, just going back very briefly to the first game, Brazilian coach Dunga promised an attacking extravaganza, and we all know what that means when a coach says that, so prepare for 0-0 after 120 minutes and penalties. We'll be back tomorrow to see how we did. Thanks very much.